Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Sigmund Freud. He's a 4-6 manifesting generator. He's on the right angle cross of the Sphinx in the quarter of civilization. He's a second color, right fixed, split definition. He has tribal definition, that 50-27. Most of it's unconscious, but the 27 he gets consciously. And then he's got this conscious 8-1 and a conscious 22-12. And the 12 is also unconscious.
Yep. Sigmund Freud.
What a guy.
You know, really, when I started out studying psychology, I didn't like Freud. And because of his sexual theory of everything and the argument with Jung, and if I had to describe myself, it would be as a Jungian. Now, the more I've learned, and then through design, looked at the designs, I see, you know, Freud had something, he got it right. And looking at his chart and seeing, you know, what he did, I mean, he, to me, is one of the most significant people of the 20th century.
Yes, they say he's the most prominent thinker of the first half of the 20th century in terms of originality and intellectual influence. Here we have this open mind, yeah. Completely open ajna. And I always think of him as an example of somebody that's so brilliant at this intellectual level.
Yeah, and so social. I mean, that what they called it, what he called it, was the talking cure. And here he is, a 1222 social being. I mean, it's conscious.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because he started, you know, with hypnosis.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work. And that's so he, I mean, I think it's fascinating that this second gate that's his personality, right? Mm-hmm. This whole thing about the direction and him kind of moving from, you know, he actually started, you know, doing neurological research. He was taking apart all of these eels and trying to find their male organs or something, right? And then, you know, then he moves into hypnosis. And then from there, you know, the whole thing evolves into the talking cure.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, it's so much in his chart. Third gate, first line, which is the third gate of the dream, and it's about order will emerge from analyzing your dreams, which is what he spent so much time doing. And you know, that I thought 13th gate, right? He's a good listener. Sixth line, the optimist, you know, but also the person who's aloof. What first turned me off about Freud was that the archetypal Freudian analyst was sitting in back of you while you're laying on a couch and he's writing little notes not saying anything.
He's a 4-6, he's a voyeur, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just, you know, so interesting that...
it's almost perfect, you know. Here he is, you know, and he's very discreet, secretiveness. And even when you look down at the channel of 50-27, you know, which is about the rules. I mean, he believed in there are rules to this. There are laws that apply to the unconscious and the conscious. But the 27th gate, third line, which is the line of greed, but it's really about knowing what is hidden, the secret policeman, you know. And through this conversation, what will be revealed is what is hidden in the person.
Right, yeah, although the greed, also this obsessive quality that he clearly had. I mean, you know, just going after something and not letting it go. I mean, I think he is a great example of how the freak, in fact, really does impact the collective by, you know, continuing to repeat and to work with his tribe, basically,
right,
with this bizarro, you know, because when he's coming up with this in the beginning, it's just pretty strange stuff. And now it's completely in the collective consciousness. I mean, we have Freudian slips and,
Even if you disagree with Freud, you have to use the languaging he invented to disagree with him, so he's got you either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about, repression, and when you talk, but I mean, it's so amazing to me that people hadn't thought of talking to somebody about what's the problem. You know, can we talk about what is your deal?
But also, I find it fascinating that this whole talking and the whole, you know, focus for him, this business of the unconscious. And again, back to the second gate here in the monopole, right? Yeah. Right where the illusion is that's holding the conscious and the unconscious together. And here he is so fascinated, you know, with that whole process. I mean, really spending his whole life focused on, you know, what is the unconscious? What are these dreams? How can we get to the unconscious?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's in the quarter of civilization. So it's about, you know, moving forward, the direction of civilization, building something, perfecting it, having, you know, kind of the rules of psychology, the rules of understanding the mind. And, I think a big part of the last part of his life was his problem with Carl Jung, because Jung was selected as his successor. His son, his spiritual son that he nurtured.
Right, but you know, he has 9 fourth lines. Yes. And the fourth line really doesn't want to be argued with. I mean, as long as, you know, Jung was going to go along with him, that was all very good. But, you know, the fourth line is not here to be challenged. And so I don't think it's any surprise that argument, they never resolved it. They never came back together again, right?
Freud actually said that Jung was trying to kill him. And you know what's funny is when you look at that 23rd gate second line. This is abandon tolerance when survival is threatened. And Freud actually thought his survival was threatened by Jung, that in a dream Jung was trying to kill him. And, you know, this was such a betrayal as far as Freud was concerned.
Well, yeah, and especially I think, you know, this tribal part of his nature, you know, caring and nurturing and bringing this guy along, right? I mean, it's going to feel like, you know, such a right to the heart, right?
Yeah.
Right to the heart.
No, I mean, you know, this 1222 channel, the social being talking about your feelings, that sixth line that he has, 12 gate sixth line, it's the emergence of a new social form. You know, this, he also has 7 6 lines in his chart. And really his authority and his position was post his nodal shift, especially after Chiron.
Right.
You know, and he becomes this role model, this authority, this overseer of the whole process.
I mean, you know, it's interesting when you look at this. It's like here we've got this conscious 1222 that's like trying to express and manifest, right? The 37 that's unconscious, the 55. It's like, what is really the spirit? You know, what is really our connection to other people? I'm trying to talk about that. I mean, surely he was, you know, he started the talking cure, I'm sure, with himself, you know, trying to sort out his own unconscious and these things that were driving him, especially at the end of the life. He was quite focused on the difference between the death drive and the life drive. Again, back to that second gate, right?
Yeah.
You know, this kind of tension that's there.
Yeah, well, look at that split definition. I mean, that, okay, the 14th gate, resources, money, but the 29th gate, commitment. You know, what he was trying to get Jung to do for years was make a commitment to this theory, which he was rather cut off from himself, this 5027. You know, he's often been accused of, his father was older, his stepmother was closer to his age, and he wanted to screw his stepmother. So his hatred of the father and his wanting to kill.
Oh, right, the whole Oedipal thing and all of that, right? I mean, you know, clearly that's also part of this that we see, you know, the extrapolation of his own sort of neuroses into all of this. And some of it, you know, turned out to be kind of right on. And a lot of it, again, I think this obsessive quality about some of that underlying sexuality turned out not to be.
Open root center. Under pressure, what is his response? 58th gate, fifth line, defense. Protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know. He felt
regardless of the temptations, right? The temptations, that's really his stepmother. Yeah, no, it must have been quite something to have met this man when he was alive.
Yeah.
Here he is with the 8-1, and he wanted more than anything to make this important contribution to science, and he really did make quite a contribution. I mean, it's like
incredible.
You know?
And, strongly individual the outsider, you know, is really making this contribution. Well, Teresa, as usual, just not enough
Not
time.
enough time.
So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.